Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you a story.
Eep, 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 eep.
Yes, hello? I'm awake. Walter answered his answer, stopped the noise, and prompted this message from inside his pillow. Good morning, Walter. It's 6:30 a.m. in Amazon 3, Monday, March 8th, 2087. Current temperature is a crisp 11 degrees Amasius. Have a great day. Walter Wallace had received the same wake-up notice every morning of his life since 2060, the year he turned 8. That was the year planet Earth, third rock from the sun, became Amazonia, wholly owned by Amazon.com. By the middle of the 21st century, the world economy became dominated by Amazon and a few other online retailers and tech giants like Google and Microsoft and Facebook, companies like that. For decades, the megalomaniacs of those firms pursued shared goals of influence over sectors such as global consumer goods supply chain, the content origination and curation universe, the global 24/7 news cycle, big data mining and consumer manipulation, those kinds of things. They were pursuing total control over those parts of our lives. Ultimately, planetary control was complete as our long-held geo-economic dominance coalesced with their nascent global political influence. In 2053, Amazon moved its headquarters from Seattle to occupy the lower third of the island formerly known as Manhattan, now called New Bezos, after the company's late founder. By then, most Earthlings received whatever they needed in life, including employment, from some combination of the tech giants. By 2057, a final merger resulted in absorption of the other tech behemoths by the ultimate powerhouse, as Amazon controlled every function of society, commerce, and governance. Walking to his job as an Amazonia community planner, Walter no longer noticed the constant buzzing of the Amadrones overhead, the iconic devices for how the company gained global control as they delivered goods. The internal nomenclature for that device was Unmanned Delivery and Surveillance Platform, or UDESP, because they doubled as aerial spies. Everybody knew that. But Amazonians had long since suspended any expectation of personal privacy or self-determination. Walter's parents had told him stories about a diverse marketplace that included something called small businesses. But the same year the planet became Amazonia, the last one closed in what was once Lake Station, Indiana, now part of Amazon 4. Louis Luketic, Jr., finally gave up the fight against the UDASPs and closed Louis Dry Cleaning, the 60-year business his father founded as the new millennium dawned. Besides, Louis Jr.'s children had all been assimilated by Amazon. Walking to work in what was once Cincinnati, Ohio, all around Walter were Amazon-branded buildings, including commercial structures for doing the company's business, and high-rises to house Amazonians. In fact, just last year, Walter and his wife and two children moved into one of the newest buildings. His parents' generation was the last to experience home ownership. Every morning, Walter stopped at an AMMAC STD. That's STD stands for Sustenance Delivery Device. He stopped at an AMMAC STD to procure a green breakfast wafer that tasted better than it looked, and coffee-flavored liquid, as a holographic scan confirmed whose personal account to debit, a strange noise came out of the SDD.
Eep, eep, eep.
Oh, what's that? Walter grunted loudly as he slapped the snooze button. Where am I? Honey, you're okay. Are you okay? Walter's wife, Wilma, asked. I think you had a nightmare. Boy, I'll say, Walter exclaimed, wiping the sweat from the back of his neck. I dreamed Amazon had taken over the world. I tell you, Wilma, it was awful. They owned everything. There were no small businesses anywhere. All the people had blank stares on their faces as they went about their lives, even me. Opening the morning paper at breakfast, Walter felt a chill as he read this very real headline. Retail Ice Age advances as Amazon and other e-tail giants transform Main Street. In his small business later that day, Walter thought about his nightmare. He thought about the headline, the newspaper headline, and he thought about another dream of his, the one about passing his business onto his children. In a meeting that morning, Walter vowed to fight back harder than ever as he encouraged his staff. We must stay focused on what customers expect from us, Walter continued, which is our special sauce of combining a certain level of high-tech and the high-touch only we can deliver. We'll combine both to achieve higher margins with what customers want, which is customization, and leave the commodities, which is what customers need, to Amazon. And here's breaking news. Amazon is 100% digital, but customers are 100% analog. Amazon may deliver dozens of different back scratchers, but it can't scratch one back. Only a Main Street business like ours can reach that analog itch that's unique for every customer. Amazon can't beat us if we keep customers focused on that advantage, our high-tech, high-touch special sauce. We'll deliver the small business special sauce, and if we do that, we'll have nothing to fear from Amazon. So that's a little story that I wanted to tell you that I know some of you are feeling right now. When you see what's happening in the marketplace, you see what's happening to Sears, to Penny's, to Macy's, something like, I don't know how many thousands of stores between a year ago and a couple of years from now, how many thousand major retail outlets are going to close. The other day, I read that Sears, my old company, I worked for Sears, my first corporate job was with Sears, way back in the day, decades ago. My old company, Sears, has reported that they don't know how they can stay in business. Now, that kind of thing for a small business, That's at once exciting and scary, because it's exciting because you won't have a competitor, but it's scary because you might have what happened to Sears could happen to you. But what I'm saying to you is, like Walter said to his staff, if you'll deliver your special sauce, the high touch that only you can do that Amazon will never be able to do, or Google, along with a certain level of technology that your customers expect from you, that's your special sauce. And if you do that, you'll have nothing to fear from Amazon. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.